Goodman and his orchestra playing If Dreams Come True.
Just heard Benny Goodman on the air from his classic Manhattan Room engagement in late 1937. Benny sealed his title as the King of Swing at this gig with a Life magazine spread to go along with it. Last heard If Dreams Come True, an Edgar Sampson composition and arrangement, which Benny hoped would be another stompin' at the Savoy, but alas, just another great instrumental featuring Vernon Brown's trombone and Babe Russin's tenor from December of 1937, If Dreams Come True. And from October of that same engagement, Martha Tilton sang Afraid to Dream. To take us to the bottom of the hour, three little words. Here's Benny Goodman. Thank you. Ah, there is absolutely no question about it. You're listening to The Swing Era. This is Bud Pearson, your host, reminding you, if you have a comment or request, email us. Our address is swingera@earthlink.net. That's swingera@earthlink.net. And now back to Benny Goodman on the air on The Swing Era.
Thank you.
On the Swing Era, Benny Goodman. Just heard from August 1937, an arrangement by Fletcher Henderson's younger brother, Horace Henderson, of a tune titled Always, from an August 1937 broadcast, with the tenor sax of Art Rellini and Murray McEachern's trombone. And before that, a swinger from July 1937, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, with Vito Musso and Ziggy Elman pitching in. Benny Goodman on the air.
On me. And now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's you. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store you used to call me. me the top.
That was the Benny Goodman Trio from a November 1937 broadcast with Time on My Hands, with, of course, Bee Gees' clarinet, Teddy Wilson's piano, and the drums of Gene Krupa. In the middle, Helen Ward sang You Turned the Tables on Me from an April 1937 air check. And starting off the set, another Fletcher Henderson arrangement of Laughing at Life, a November 1937 gem featuring Harry James, Vito Musso, and the piano of Jess Stacy.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra from the Mad Hatton Room in Hotel Pennsylvania, New York City.
A rare BG performance, More Than You Know. Although recorded by the trio and later for Columbia Records, this Fletcher Henderson arrangement from October 1937 is the only known recording with the band of More Than You Know, with some nice tenor by Art Rollini and BG's clarinet. Benny Goodman, On the Air, On the Swing Era.
Thank you.
On the final set of the Swing Era, the Benny Goodman Quartet with Teddy, Lionel, and Gene from November 1937 with the Limehouse Blues. And starting the set, another smooth Fletcher Henderson arrangement, this time Stardust, featuring the trumpet of Harry James and the ending guitar of Alan Ruiz. And there you have it, Benny Goodman on the air. Radio signals from 1937 have faded out now, but we'll return next week with another batch of tunes from the swing era. Ah, so much to play and so little time. This is Bud Pearson, hoping you've enjoyed Benny Goodman and his orchestra on the air on the swing era. If you did, join us here next week when we'll present more artists who created the styles and the sounds of the swing era. We'll see you then, and remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Atherton, Redwood City, a broadcast service of the Sequoia Union High School District, home of Tide Academy, the peninsula's leading school for technology, innovation, design, and engineering.